Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
So with the BlackBerry cell phone, home phone, Gmail, Google, it's becoming sort of overwhelming.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll get even more panic.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, this is dreadful. Has your memory been destroyed?
I'm Jim Burns. There are so many distractions in our culture, so many activities to be involved in, and goods we simply have to have. Well, it's no wonder that more and more families are crumbling under the pressure of all the stuff we're accumulating in our lives. Now, a lot of what we do and a lot of what we have is good for us, but the question many of us need to be asking is, how much is too much? If you're starting to feel as though there is just too much clutter in your lives and you're beginning to experience less joy, well, I'm glad you tuned into Homeward today. Author Joanne Heim is with us, and we're going to talk about some very practical ways for simplifying your life. Living simply in a world of more is our topic here on Homeward, and it's going to start right now. Yes, it's true. We are busier than ever before. We have so much stuff, and a lot of these gadgets and gizmos are designed to make our lives simpler and better. But what happens when they start controlling our lives altogether and we just find ourselves wanting to kind of cut back a little bit? Well, today on the Homeward broadcast, parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns is joined by Joanne Heim. We're going to be talking about the joy of simplicity in a world of more. And she's got a great book on this subject, and we'll tell you more about this as the program wears on. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899 at apu.edu. Welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and so good to have you along for this program. Now part one of Jim's conversation with Joanne Heim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. I've got a question for you. Actually, I've got several questions. Has busyness become your way of life? How about your calendar? Is it full to overflowing? Are you more focused on your to-do list than sometimes quality family time? How about overcommitted to activities that send you in different directions rather than bringing you as your family and even as your marriage together? Well, if you feel this way, and who doesn't at times, believe me, you are not alone, but it doesn't have to stay like this. Today on Homeward, we are talking about the joy of simplicity in a world of more. And Joanne Heim is with us today. She's a writer. She's a wife to a wonderful husband who I know named Tobin. And they have two of the most beautiful daughters I've ever seen. Roger, I'm just saying that right now. They just have beautiful daughters. They're living in Colorado. Joanne, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to be with you. It seems to me that when I'm listening to people talk, I don't care if I'm talking about drugs, sex, and rock and roll, or if I'm talking about whatever the issue is, there is this yearning for a simpler life, kind of a simpler, kinder, gentler life. Are you seeing that?
I am. You know, and when I started writing the book, that's how it came about. Every conversation I had with moms at school was about, oh my gosh, our family is so busy, we don't have time to have fun anymore.
Right. We've kind of lost the fun. You've written a great book called Living Simply, Choosing Less in a World of More. You say that you kind of arrived at this finding more of an abundant life by discovering the simple life. I want you to talk about that.
When I started working on this, I really thought a lot about an abundant life. Abundance is just this great word. And in our country, in our culture, we have an abundance of stuff. And instead of feeling fulfilling, it starts to get stifling. And so I just really felt like, okay, there's got to be more to this. And I love the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians in the Message, where he talks about a wide open, spacious life. And I'm thinking, okay, abundant life, spacious life. Like they don't quite seem to go together. Right. And so I started exploring that some.
And as you start exploring, one of the things you found was that, you know, we seem to constantly want more, you know, more money, more space in our homes, more of everything. And yet what you're finding is that more may not really bring fulfillment.
It doesn't. And I think, too, we say yes to so many things, and we fill our cars and we fill our closets and we fill our kids' backpacks and my purse, and it just becomes to where it rules my life. And I feel like it's just more than I can handle.
Right. And I think so many people are feeling that. But in some ways, they don't know what to do. I think this is your mom. I actually think you quoted your mom.
I quoted her a lot.
Yeah. Sounds like she's very important in your life, which is really neat. Simplicity is the key to a good design. I think she had a home ec background or something.
She did.
What does that have to do with family?
It has everything to do with everything, I think. You know, that's what my mom always said. Simplicity is the key to good design, whether you're designing a room or an outfit or a family or a life. And I think really stopping to think why we're doing what we're doing is so important.
Well, you know, there's people who are listening, and I just have to say there would be so many who have piles of papers right now on their kitchen table, or that was their desk. They have piles of laundry, and they have piles here, and they've got to be at a Little League game and a dance recital at the same time, and they're trying to make it happen. Plus, they have a mortgage payment, and they're saying, fine, this sounds wonderful, but give me some help.
Exactly.
What would be one of the first things you'd say to him?
I think the thing that was so encouraging to me when I started pursuing a simple life with my family is it has to happen in my life. It can't be your life. It can't be my next door neighbor or my best friend or this woman I've seen on television. It has to happen in my life. And the how of simplicity is going to be a little bit different for all of us, depending on the number of kids you have and how old they are. That there's just going to be some things that you have to work out.
Well, you're talking about it, school activities. And I know actually the school that you actually had your kids at, even here, you know, a great school, lots of people, parents very involved and whatnot. You're saying that these parents are saying, wouldn't it be nice to be, you know, to have a simpler life? For you personally, when you began to do that, and so it's not about the others, but for you and Tobin and your daughters, what were some decisions that you made that helped? And I would imagine they had to be pretty courageous decisions, because some of them had to say the word, no, we're not going to be as involved in this.
Exactly. And for us, it was one activity per child. Hmm. When my daughter started kindergarten, I was amazed at the kinds of activities that kids in her class were involved in. So, of course, she comes home and she goes, Mama, I want to do this because so-and-so does. I want to play a sport and play an instrument and be involved in all this thing. And for us, we had to really step back and say, okay, if we start down this path, fast forward 10 years, where are we going to be? You know, we're not going to be together very much.
Right.
So that was one big thing, was saying no.
So one of the things you're saying is for each kid, they can do one thing during a certain season.
Right. And the season is important. I think it's not that I'm saying, no, you can never take gymnastics. It's for right now. You only have so much time and so much energy. Pick one thing.
Yeah. I was just reading recently that the average home today has 12 less hours of free time. And one of the things you're saying is free time is a good thing because it brings family together and it actually calms the whole thing down. So by only having one activity, what you're basically saying is, you know, you're kind of calming the home life down.
We are. And I think, you know, so many of those activities, they are great activities. It is fantastic for your kids to learn to play on a team, to learn to get along with other people, to be athletic, to exercise and learn the importance of that. So many of those things take place during dinner time that dinner time for us is another one of those decisions. We eat dinner together every night as a family, and it's not negotiable.
So it's fascinating that you say that because, you know, studies are now showing, both secular and Christian studies show, that if families will have even four meals together, that their kids will be less promiscuous sexually, they'll be less involved in drug and alcohol abuse. So what you're saying is you got to be intentional about this.
You do. And the other thing is they do better in school. And as a parent looking at your child's academic career and you want them to do well, gosh, eating dinner together even one night a week in one of the studies that I saw makes that big of a difference. Yeah. It seems like something really small, but it's huge.
You know, it's funny you'd say that. My daughters would bring the hordes together for meals at our house. And I can remember this one girl who we just loved. This girl came from a pretty tough background and she loved to come to our house. And then we realized it was because she said, I never eat dinner, you know, with my family. For one thing, dad wasn't in the picture, but they always ate out. Mom was busy and whatnot. And so they'd grab Taco Bell or McDonald's or whatever. And so she liked sitting around the table, where my girls are saying, hey, we want to go out to dinner. But what you're saying is that's a time to kind of reconnect. And you actually have a chapter in your book, Living Simply, about just the time to reconnect when it comes to dinner time.
Yeah, no, it's huge. And when I say it's non-negotiable, we eat together as a family. We draw people into our family, like you're talking about. Our kids' friends are always welcome. Extended family, always welcome. But we want to be together because you learn things from your kids at dinner time. When you have that wide open space in your schedule just to sit face to face, you learn things that you wouldn't learn otherwise.
No, that's true. I mean, and yet, let me play devil's advocate a bit. There are some people who are saying, but here's the deal. I'm a single mom and I work 10 hours. And then, you know, how do I take the time to, you know, to do the full-on meal when basically I'm just trying to get through this afternoon, let alone really put some time into it. What kind of advice?
Here's the thing. That simple life is going to look different for everybody, like we've said before. If you're coming home from work and you are tired, the last thing you want to do is make meatloaf and mashed potatoes. I get that. It doesn't say that sitting down to dinner has to be sitting down to a cordon bleu
right.
meal.
Yeah.
You can grab your Taco Bell through the drive-thru on your way home, but sit down at the table and talk to one another while you
yeah.
eat it instead of turning on the TV, or I'm going to eat in the kitchen while I look through the mail and you're going to maybe eat in the dining room while you work
right.
on your math project.
And that's great advice. And it actually is pretty incredible how many homes could actually do better if they would just make that one decision to sit around a table, look each other in the eye. You know, in another generation, there was more of that happening, but today's generation is struggling with that. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you actually about Joanne's carrots.
That's an interesting insight, and we'll look forward to hearing it on the other side of this break. If you're just tuning in, this is Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Joanne Heim is our guest today here on the program, when we're talking about the joy of simplicity in a world of more, just living within your means and living on less. Do we really need all of the stuff that we have to have, and how we can simplify our lives by doing more basic things that we used to do generations ago, like let's have a meal together, let's cut through all the clutter, let's not try to multitask so much. This is an important resource, and if you'd like more information about it, go to homeward.com. We have a link today on our website. You know, one way you can get your priorities really in order is to start each day with a nugget of encouragement from God's Word, a little Bible verse, and an inspirational thought. The Homeward Daily Online Devotional helps you do just that. It takes very little time to read and use every day. It takes very little time to actually sign up for your free subscription. For more information on how you can get the daily online devotional from Homeward, visit us online today at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
I can't believe we're finally here, our favorite campsite.
Oh, it really is nice to get away.
And this is about as far away as you can get.
Girls, girls, listen, do you hear it?
What? What do I hear? What?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly. No cell phones, no computers, no pagers, no traffic.
Nothing but peace and quiet. Oh, I just love it.
There's nothing better than a family getaway. You know what I'm talking about. No homework, no headaches, no diets or deadlines. Just the family chilling out and enjoying each other's company. Well, the point is, when your family goes on trips or just hangs out and plays together, it's a golden opportunity to build memories, both big ones and small ones. A healthy family takes time to play. And you can read more about the importance of family playtime in my tip sheet called The Family That Plays Together Stays Together. You can download a free copy from our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Joanne Heim with us today. The Joy of Simplicity in a World of More. Joanne is a writer. She's the wife of a wonderful husband, as I've said, named Tobin. They have two of the most beautiful daughters. I said that before, Roger, and I really mean that. They're just gorgeous, that I have ever seen. And they live now in Colorado. Joanne, we were talking right before the break, and some people are saying, this sounds like Little House on the Prairie. And then I bring up Joanne's carrots, and they're going, you know, I haven't done something special with carrots for years. But actually, you're saying that it's important to kind of think through the meals ahead of time. And actually, you have some, you have something about carrots. I like carrots.
I like carrots too. And my kids like them. You know, they're orange. They're kind of happy.
Yeah.
We do this thing in our family called company dinner. And I love to entertain. And as you were saying, you know, your daughter's friends, they love to come and eat at your home. And for some of us, having company is a little bit challenging. You know, you're not sure what you're going to make and if it's going to turn out well. And I was reading these old fun books, and they were talking about having your own company dinner. And so Joanne Carrot's part of my company dinner. It always turns out perfectly. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, and basically what you're saying is, you know what, you don't have to do something fancy every time.
No.
And in fact, if you get a few down and then when you bring people in, it could be kind of the same meal. The kids don't mind. And,
no.
you know, it's something that's actually easier in many ways.
I mean, become the best
yeah.
burger master
right.
ever and
you know,
grill hamburgers every
absolutely.
Time you have company.
You're saying that to me because I need help on that.
Oh,
but,
I didn't know that.
But the interesting side to it is I was thinking about dinners and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine saying that Kathy and I like to have people to our house because it broadens the kids' relationship with others. We love love to bring in missionaries from other countries, because then our kids can talk to them about, well, what's it like in India, or what's it like in Guatemala? And they have amazing stories. At the same time, they have some uncles and aunties, some of them would be the same that you might have in Tick and Terry Long and some of these people that we both know, who come over, and then they feel close to our kids too. In terms of living simply, one of the things that I see today is that a lot of families don't have good friendships because we're so busy doing important things that we don't have the time of friendships that at least I did. We used to have people actually drop by our house. Nobody drops by our house now, but when I was growing up, there would be people who would drop by the house and see my parents, and they'd say, well, let's have a meal together.
And now to do that, you have to get out everybody's calendars, right, and you say, okay, we'll pencil you on for this day, but then I have to check with the dance schedule and my husband's schedule, and maybe you end up having dinner 3 months down the road. And great, you're doing it, and that's good. But when your life is so full, you right. lose that joy of spontaneity, yeah. and sometimes just having people say, oh, let's have dinner together. I happen to have this. What do you have that we can put with it?
Right.
And last minute can
right.
be so fun.
I think people who are hearing this have a yearning to do that, but they're living in such a fast pace. Oftentimes I say the word here on Homeward, I'll talk about being overcommitted and underconnected, underconnected in our marriage, underconnected with our family. And what you're saying is we have to, and I love this phrase, you said, we need to strive for a sense of order and not perfection to enable to start building God's character in our homes. What do you mean by that?
I am very much type A person. I mm-hmm. like, you know, a place for everything and everything in its place. But perfection is intimidating, mm-hmm. and kids are intimidated by it. If you're a woman, other women are intimidated by that, and they kind of hold you at arm's length and don't really want to be your friend. Order is so flexible. It's not perfection. Perfection is rigid. And so when I think about my home, I think, you know, we're gonna flex and work with things so that when the kids are in the middle of a project, we can make an enormous mess and have a good time doing it. When we're done, we're going to put things away so that we have room to make a new mess.
Yeah. And actually, I think that helps us, because I think a lot of times we play the comparison game. Typically, if somebody's coming to our house, we have cleaned the house. It may not have looked that good. And so people say, oh, Guy, the Burns' house is always, you know, look clean, because... Well, when they showed up, we'd pretty much thrown mm-hmm. at least most of the stuff in one door where we kind of closed the door.
And hope no one opens it.
Exactly. And as we were talking, you know, this breathless pace of modern living, which is making parents feel overcommitted and underconnected, also is leaving kids totally wiped out as well. I mean, talk about the influence that we as parents have in kind of setting the pace in our home with our own day's activities as well.
I think that is huge. When I look around, I've been a brownie leader for a couple years now, and I'm involved in the lives of some Girl Scouts. And when I see the breakneck speed that they live their lives at, I am just astounded. And when I see how tired they are and not having the energy to do the important things like go to school, it really made me stop and think, okay, where are kids learning this? And they learn it by watching their moms and their dads too. But in the day-to-day, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, when my daughter sees that I am talking on the phone and I'm cooking dinner and I'm checking the email and I'm trying to help her with a project all at the same time, she sees, oh, you don't really have to pay attention to what you're doing. And so then when I come to her when she's working on homework and say, erase it, start again, let's do your best job and really pay attention, she sort of looks at me funny. And I really realized we as parents have a big responsibility in terms of modeling to our kids how to say no and how to choose wisely when it comes to what they use their time on.
I mean, you're saying the D word, discipline. I mean, it really takes discipline on our part. In fact, the scripture says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. It was Paul who suggested that to Timothy. But really, it takes discipline on the parents' part more than the kids. I mean, really, we're not talking about kids as much today. We're talking about us as parents. We've got to be disciplined.
We do. And it's so hard, because I think if you're in the middle of this crazy life and you're thinking, okay, this sounds fun, but I don't really know how to do it. I mean, the thing to know is it's not going to happen immediately. It is a process. Hmm. And so many of the things that we say yes to are good things, but you only have so much time and you only have so much energy in your life. And we just, sometimes you have to say no to the fun stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Now, one of the ways, and I know this from the past, that you've learned this is being from a pretty neat home, a very Christ-honoring home that you were raised in. A lot of us weren't raised in that kind of a home. So you have the benefit of having your mother as a model and a mentor. Some people don't have that. What do you suggest to somebody that says, you know what, I have no idea how to really have a home like this because I didn't come from a home where it was like this. Lots of disorder. What do you say to them?
I think you start small. You kind of go with your gut some. You know, we're created in God's image. And I think some of those instincts that we have are good to go with. I think you start talking to other people and you get honest. It's really hard sometimes to be the first one to say, I'm feeling like I can't keep up with my life. does anybody else feel this way? And then there's that long pause. But I think, you know, your other girlfriends, other families, especially if you have a family that you look up to, maybe right. at church or at school, and their kids are maybe a little bit older, and you just go, how do you do that? Ask right. questions, and I think have conversation in your community.
That's important. We have to be open and we have to be vulnerable. I do too, as a man. I just came from my support group where every week I'm with these four men and we talk about life, and I'm a better husband, better father because I hang out with these guys. We didn't start out vulnerable, but you know, it came that way. We don't have much time left, but I want you to talk to the person who says, fine, I want to start. What's something I can do to kind of recapture the enjoyment of, you know, living a simple life?
I think there's a couple of things that I think of. The first one is do one thing at a time, which seems so small and so basic, but I am amazed at how much I multitask. And we've rewarded that. And I can remember doing my first resume when I graduated from college, and multitasking was one of my strengths. And now I've sort of flipped on that. I want to do one thing at a time. I want to do it well. I want to know why I'm doing it. And then I want to cross it off my list. Because if you're like me, you have this list of things to do. You kind of flip from one thing to the other and everything's half done. And at the end of the day, you don't feel like you accomplished anything because you never finished one thing. So I think that's huge. And, you know, the other thing is living in the moment. I am a worrier by nature, and I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. Again, going with the doing one thing at a time, where, you know, you're thinking of the thing down the road instead of when your kids come to you and say, hey, mom, I need your help stopping what you're doing and giving them your full attention. And that's been huge for me because I find joy in those simple little things. Mm.
And we have that yearning in us. Thank you for being with us. You're going to have to come back so we can continue this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
The joy of simplicity in a world of more. That is our theme today here on the Homeward Broadcast. And our thanks to Joanne Heim for being with us for part one. Of course, we'll have on the next edition of the program, we will have a continuing conversation about this. And by the way, if you would like to receive the full-length audio CD that includes part one and part two of the program, all you have to do is drop us a line, write to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. We'll send you a copy of the CD as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the Ministry of Homeward today, and we truly appreciate that faithful financial support. You can also call 800-397-9725. We look forward to hearing from you today.
I want to share a scripture right now to kind of get us thinking about what Joanne just said. In the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And obviously, we know that. But the next verse is, I think, one of the most incredible verses. And it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And one of the modern versions then says, live one day at a time. And somehow, in the midst of this, we've got to figure out how to juggle all the busyness of life, but then become more simple and more focused and live one day at a time.
Amen. Well, it's a great reminder for all of us today, especially regardless of where you find yourself in the season of life in terms of, you know, coming up on the end of the school year, maybe, and if things are kind of winding down at work, maybe you're starting a new job or ending a new job, whatever your season is, it's a great perspective to have. You know, we talk about the absence of worry, and one thing that I know that we don't stress about over here because we know God's going to supply our needs is when it comes to finances. At the same time, we just remind you from time to time that Homeward is a listener-supported broadcast outreach. We are affiliated with Azusa Pacific University. But this radio program is on the air. It's online. We're streaming everywhere. We are able to do the audio streams with no subscription fee because of your generosity. When you give a gift of any amount in support of the Ministry of Homeward, your gift of $50, $100, even $500 or more right now goes a long way toward helping us to stay strong in the programming world. You can give a gift online through our secure website at homeward.com. You can also call us for more information about how you can give a gift that way at 800-397-9725.
You know, so many of us are living overcommitted and underconnected lives, and it's the breathless pace of modern culture, and I think it's leaving a lot of families what I would call fractured, frazzled, and frustrated, and I know that that has been our story at times in our life raising three daughters. Well, guess what? I do not see any support for that kind of lifestyle in Scripture. But that doesn't mean that we should lie around and do nothing all day either. In fact, if you study the life of Jesus, you'll notice that he was busy more often than not, and yet at the same time, he was never hurried. And that's the big difference. And that's my encouragement for you today as we conclude our program. Hurry is a disease. There are times when you'll have to be busy, but don't get so hurried that you become harried and you break the relationship with your family. Now, if you're like me, you have a to-do list of all the things you plan to get done every day. And if you're looking for ways to simplify your life, I actually am now going to add to that to-do list, believe it or not. Here they are. Hug a loved one today if you haven't lately. Write a kind note to a friend or to a child even, okay? How about enjoy the sunset? You know, the sun sets every day at the same time or around the same time, and many times we just miss that. Or here it is. Take 20 minutes out of the 1,440 minutes that you have today and spend some time talking with God. It's just 20 minutes. And yet it would change your life and it would help you simplify your life. When you are walking in your purpose as a Christ follower, I think you will be plenty busy, but your life will never feel as stressed or as cluttered. Well, be sure to join me again next time when I'll continue my conversation with Joanne Heim. Living Simply in a World of More will be our topic, and it's going to be a great conversation. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today. I really appreciate you being a part of the Homeward family. See you next time.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.